Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Will it be victory for Dublin or Kerry? Well, it'll certainly be a full house in Croke Park on Sunday, but who will be lifting the Sam Maguire Cup? Here to share their insight and indeed their own All-Ireland memories are living legends of the game, Dublin's Charlie Redmond and Kerry's Mickey Ned O'Sullivan. You're both very welcome to the programme this evening.
Thank you,
Mickey
Ned,
I might come to yourself. Will you be there on Sunday?
Yes, I hope to be there. Yes, going up tomorrow and looking forward to this because it's probably the greatest football rivalry that exists in football between Kerry and Dublin. We have met on 32 occasions in the championship. Kerry slightly ahead, 18-14. But since 2000, it's been 5-all. 10 times we've met in the championship since the year 2000. So we're looking for the bragging rights on Sunday.
And what do you make of your chances?
Well, I think it's interesting that both teams have got to the final without peaking, which is a good indication on the management. And I expect both teams to peak on Sunday. And probably like most Dublin-Kerry games, it'll come down to the last 10 minutes. And then that the influence of the Dublin bench is going to be major, but also Kerry's age composition. They are younger, they're hungrier, and they probably have more in the tank and for the final 10 minutes. So either way, I fancy Kerry will be hungrier and more intense in the last 10 or 15 minutes as a result, because they're younger and they're hungrier.
There you go, Charlie Redmond. You might as well not show up at all.
The way Mike and Ned said, he's a a former Kerry manager, a Kerry captain, so we probably won't turn up. We'll just let them turn up on Sunday.
Charlie, I love the way Mickey Ned, and it's all about how you frame the question, isn't it? Says it's 5-all since 2000, but what is it since 2011?
2011, I think, is the biggest one. I'm here in Croke Park presently at a function. I'm looking down on this beautiful pitch in front of me, which is a great pitch last Sunday for Kilkenny and Limerick, and it's a magnificent stadium, and you just can't feel a sense of pride that an amateur organisation can sort of build something like this. And on Sunday, we're going to have probably the greatest rivalry in the GAA about hurling and football in Dublin and Kerry. I heard during the week a statistic that between the two of them, they've won 68 All-Ireland titles and the rest of the country have only won 67. So
easy now, Charlie. Take it easy, Charlie.
That's the stats. I'm not quoting anyone. That's the stats. So it gives for a magnificent occasion, and I know it's going to be a full house. It's going to be, the atmosphere is going to be electric. I can't wait for that. As I said previously, I feel like a child on Christmas Eve, kind of waiting for Santa to arrive. And on Sunday, we're going to get two great teams where they're just margin split. Which way the split is going to come, we don't know.
But there's one major thing apart from the Sam Maguire in the offing, Mickey Ned, on Sunday, and that's the fact that three Dublin players, James McCarthy, Mick Fitzsimons and Stephen Cluxton, are going for something that has never been achieved by any Kerry player even, and that's 9 All-Ireland medals. You wouldn't begrudge them that, would you?
We wouldn't begrudge it, but being objective, it's going to be very difficult to be hungry with 8 All-Ireland medals in your back pocket.
I love it.
Speaking of that, Charlie, predictions then, can you call it?
Well, I'm going to call it one way. I know Mikey Dell's going to call it the other way. I'm going to call it for Dublin. So, I mean, this is a bit of a silly. I'm going to call it for Dublin, obviously. As been said, Mikey referred to it earlier on, I think we have a better forward line. They probably have the best player, but we have a better forward line, all told. We probably possess more ammunition that they possess in our forward line, but at the same time, possessing it and using it are two different things. And you know what? Whoever wins this game on Sunday is going to deserve to win it, and they're going to have to go out and grab that title. And I know the best team who plays on Sunday will win, and that's all we hope for.
And you reckon that's going to be Dublin? All right, Mickey Ned, give me a scoreline, Mickey Ned.
Well, it's not possible to give a scoreline, but but I feel that there are three areas that if Dublin can curtail David Clifford, which I don't think they will. It reminds me of what John B. Cain said about the Kerry footballer. He felt that he was just as, with the inferiority complex, he felt he was just as good as those from every other county. So, the midfield battle, I think both teams will press, and I think Dublin could have an advantage there. But I think that if the Dublin man for man David Clifford, they have no hope. They will probably try and close down the space in front of him, but that will give opportunities to other Kerry players. Okay. So I think Kerry by 1 or 2 points.
All right.
Excited.
Well, we might get you back on Monday to see what you think when we get the scoreline. Thank you both very much for joining us. That is
Thank
Charlie
you.
Redmond and Mickey Ned O'Sullivan.